Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on August 23rd, 2018. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you this morning?
Good, great. It's been a really good week. Hard work, but a good week.
A good week. Yes, it has been. It's been a good summer. It's been a hot summer. And gosh, I can't even believe it's already almost the end of August, and kids are already back in school. You know, I'll tell you, kids today just get short shift going back to school before Labor Day. You know, I feel so bad for them. I mean, when your kids were growing up, did they go back to school before Labor Day, or did they go after Labor Day, start after Labor Day?
Well, elementary was Hermosa, so Hermosa goes back after Labor Day. And then high school was a mixture of Costa and Redondo Union. And they go back before.
Boy, that I feel so bad for them. I feel so bad for them. August, you know, the end of August, September, you know, to me, the most gorgeous months as far as weather goes. And to have to get dressed or a uniform and get back to school. And, oh, gosh, it's sad. I'm so glad I grew up when I did.
Right. No,
it is
a lot of activity going on. I'm looking forward to the Labor Day Fiesta de las Artes in Hermosa. That's always a sort of a benchmark for the end of summer, and I'm looking forward to that event. But I'm also looking forward to the last concert on the beach in Hermosa this coming Sunday.
Gosh, I'll tell you, it kills me. It just kills me that all of the, you know, my weekend guide went out this morning. You know, I was working on it yesterday, and so many of the events, I was like, this is the last one of the summer. You know, movies in the park and concerts, and, you know, there's so many left this weekend. And it's just, again, it's just, I just hate to see the summer come to an end, you know. It's, it's my season, so.
Right.
It's my favorite season of the year. So
now we have a topic today that I think most people will find very fascinating, but also not only has it been like a media big event in the media world, it's also become a local phenomena across the country. In every community, you're going to see these kinds of local businesses opening up. And it's fascinating that this is true because it's a part of the fitness industry. It's a part of the art industry, a part of the media industry. It's very interesting. So, Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is David Estrada, owner of the new, brand new Monarch Ballroom. Now, David has been a competitive dancer for over 22 years, a ballroom dance instructor going on 18 years, and has trained in numerous styles from Latin, ballroom, rhythm, and smooth to tap, jazz, and ballet. He has done choreography for TV and large-scale performances, as well as local schools, studios, churches, and theaters. Now, David is a transplant to Southern California from Northern California and has now opened his own studio in the South Bay in hopes of bringing his love of dance to downtown Torrance all over the South Bay and beyond. At the Monarch Ballroom, they offer private lessons for students who enjoy learning at their own pace, and they also run group classes every night of the week. Now, the Monarch Ballroom offers dance programs for adults and youth in addition to Zumba and fitness classes. No experience or partners are required, and there's something for every budget. Now, the Monarch Ballroom will host a grand opening party, A Night in Havana, on Sunday, August 26th. Doors open at 5:30. A Cuban buffet will be served from 5:30 to 7. Salsa class starts at 6. And live salsa music from the Bobby Cuba Band with open dancing from 7 to 10 p.m. with professional performances by Tony Nunez and Oksana Kashkinka at 8 p.m. Now, if you can't wait for the party, they'll be offering trial classes for $1 every hour from 10 in the morning until 3 p.m. Welcome to the program, David. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, David, this is so interesting because, of course, with these television programs like Dancing with the Stars, which I think is in its 15th season or 16th.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It's been around a while. Obviously, dancing is back. People are loving watching it. People are loving watching celebrities dance.
Uh-huh.
And people are getting involved locally. Even Jackie was involved in a local South Bay.
Oh boy!
Dancing
with the Stars. Yeah.
Number four.
Oh boy! I knew that was going to come up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jackie,
our city will be part of that.
Fabulous.
This year.
And
yes,
she won the trophy. She won the mirror ball.
No. I came in second. Somebody
well,
else came in first.
You're a winner in my book.
Well, yeah, but the second place trophy,
yeah.
My trophy, was nicer than the first place. I liked the second place trophy better. So that's okay. That worked out okay. But
so
it was interesting, David.
Yeah.
I just want to tell him that it was interesting, David. It was a great experience. You know, we were doing it for charity. It was a great experience, but I learned something very important going through that process, and that is that I am not a performer. I don't want to perform. You know what I mean? And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, there are people that like to put it out there and really strut their stuff, and that's not me. That's not me. So it was a good lesson I learned.
I can understand that. Sometimes performing is not for some people, but dance is for everybody though. Like the exercise of it and the art of it, it can benefit so many people. But you don't necessarily have to perform to be a ballroom dancer in general.
Oh, I love dancing. Don't get me wrong. I love dancing. I dance every chance I get. But it's just the performance part of it really doesn't interest me. So, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
no, we love dance
for certain people for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So David, let's talk about, you know, the industry in general. I mean, dance studios obviously have been around forever, and it's been a part of the American scene for many years. But there's something new with all of these shows and movies. There's just more dance studios. Tell us about the industry.
Yeah, I think the just having dance on TV has really opened the doors for ballroom dancing in general. Probably in the last 50 years, they've actually changed the name of just ballroom dancing in general to what we call now the industry's dance sport, because it really has become a sport. The physical activity of it, just like Jackie was saying, like it's good exercise. And because of that, people stopped kind of viewing it, and there's the stigma of it just being for seniors went away, like this thing that only older people do. to this thing that gives you exercise. You have like these young bodies and these young people doing it. Now, even on Dancing with the Stars, there's like the kids' versions. It's like little tiny kids as well. And it's made the industry kind of boom the last 50 years, especially with Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance. The studios have really just started popping up because there's so much demand for salsa and cha-cha and tango and these things because people really love the ideal of socializing without alcohol these days. So even though alcohol's always fun, it gives people something to do other than just go and sit at a bar and drink and gain weight. They can actually come to a studio and socialize, maybe have one glass of wine and actually dance and get fit at the same time. So I think that's kind of like the push to have all these studios open, just like mine.
I never thought about that, but it is a very social thing to do. I never thought of it like that, David, that if you're out with your friends, you want to meet somebody, instead of going to a bar, you can go to a dance studio and take some lessons.
Exactly.
I never thought of that. Huh.
Yeah, and even the last couple of nights, I've been trying to, moving in from San Francisco. San Francisco has so much nightlife, so it's been interesting to try to find the pockets that exist here in the South Bay, thanks to your website and your information that you put out. You're like a stronghold as far as information. I found out about a couple of different places, so I've been going out salsa dancing and trying to find some social dance places just to kind of see the scene. And I've been noticing that there really are little pockets for every age group, even just in the salsa community. I went out to Hermosa Beach, and there was like more of a young crowd. And I went to North Hollywood, and even out here in the South Bay at Alpine Village, there's salsa nights too. And then now at my dance studio as well on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So there's something for everybody, something for every age group. And it really is about, I think, the social climate right now as well, how it's bringing people together and how people want to do it.
Interesting.
Right.
That's very interesting. You know, Joe, just before we came on the air, you had mentioned all of these studios throughout the South Bay here. You know, there are several studios that have opened over the last few years. But, you know, I got to believe, because it's not just with ballroom dancing, I got to believe that the economy has something to do with it, that the economy is booming. I mean, many businesses are opening. So many businesses are opening. People have a little more discretionary income. You know, when you have a little extra money in your pocket, you say to yourself, "Ooh, you know, I can afford to do something." You know, whatever it is. You know, taking a class or learning something new. Goodness, I mean, these days on the radio and TV and in the papers, you see everybody's hiring. So the local economy is doing very, very well. So I would imagine that has something to do with it, David.
You know, it's so funny. I don't mean to contradict you, but there's a saying that's in the ballroom industry that ballroom dancing specifically, thrives in the face of a depression or a recession. When people pull back from going on fancy vacations and things like that, and they don't want to actually pay for their gym memberships and things, they'll kind of combine everything into one thing and get dancing, get socializing, and it's something to make people happy instead of taking a break. So yeah, I agree with you in the sense that now that in this time the economy is getting better, we're seeing more money being put back into it. So of course there's always going to be a big influx. But ballroom dancing is one of those things that I feel like kind of never goes away, and that kind of thing is throughout our industry that people kind of go to it for refuge in times of kind of bad times because you're with somebody and
I never thought of them. You're right. You're absolutely right. I never thought of it that way. Yeah. It's one of those. Yeah. When you think about it, you think about like the old movies, you know, World War II,
exactly.
You know, Dime a Dance type of thing during the Depression.
Exactly
even.
Exactly right.
Wow. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. Like Arthur Murray's saying he's had a television show. And through that whole time, he would say that Depression was one of his biggest times financially because of the fact that people would stay home and spend money residually here and there with a dance studio instead of, like I said, going abroad and spending money other places.
So now we know that the industry's healthy. We know that there's a lot of visibility on dancing. It's evergreen. Young dancers, older dancers, celebrities, there's just, you know, so many different ways that the producers of, like, for instance, Dancing with the Stars can go. Now, what is the business of running a dance studio like? I mean, do people buy subscriptions like a health membership, or do they buy classes one at a time?
Well, we're offering kind of both. You can get a membership. If it's something you know you want to do every month and so many classes, we offer a certain price where you would pay, and it's essentially the price of like three lessons a week and a private lesson on top of that added. But so you can do the membership package, or you can come in, we call them drop-ins, and you can come in for a drop-in class. And there's some classes you can't come to because they require you to come every week to kind of learn the pattern piece by piece and the technique of it. And those are called our series classes. But other than that, drop-in classes are pretty typical, especially like for the club dances, salsa and swing. So you can come in, experience dance at your leisure. And those generally run anywhere from $13 to $17, depending on what studio you go to. But in general, running a dance studio is pretty interesting. I've managed a lot of dance studios in my past, in the last 22 years. But owning a studio is completely different, especially owning a studio in the South Bay, in Torrance specifically, because I'm located in Old Torrance, next to the Torrance Bakery. And that little area, a little pocket, I call it right now, since I've been there for a couple months, an island. I'm on a little island. And it really is a time warp. Because a lot of the locals, they find their information different ways, and they have their routine, and they go to certain magazines, go to that. I'm from San Francisco, where everything is digitized, and you open a door to your studio, and a million people flood in, because everything's so concentrated in San Francisco, where Torrance is a beautiful little town, little sleepy town. So it'll be interesting to see how the my studio progresses. But I feel like it's like the perfect space, the perfect location for what I want because of that old feeling to Torrance and that kind of personable atmosphere of all the locals and things like that. So I really encourage all the people from Torrance to come check it out, because I feel like it's something that Torrance needs as far as like communicating with other people and learning about other people and kind of seeing what Torrance has to offer. It'll be an interesting experience owning my own studio compared to running a studio like I have in the past. Did I answer your question?
I'm curious, David. Why Torrance? What made you land in Torrance?
Sure. Well, my partner got a job with Raytheon, so we moved out here. And by moving out here, I moved out here for my dance partner, and she has her own studio in Sherman Oaks. So I wanted to be in Torrance. Torrance is actually where all my coaches are, Torrance and San Diego. So I thought it was a good place between her location and Sherman Oaks. So we didn't have to travel too far to our coaches, and you know, she can crash over if she needed to the night before the coaching. Because even for me as a professional dancer for 22 years, I still have to get training for my competitive life as well. And I work with world champions and stuff. But for some reason, a lot of coaches have settled here in the South Bay, Torrance and Palos Verdes and Redondo Beach. So it's littered with ex-champions, like my coach, Heather Smith. There's Courtney Ballas, who is a world champion. And there's all these like amazing dancers here, but they're just in pockets, and they don't have their own studios or anything. They just come to spaces. So that's why I opened my space, because there really aren't that many prominent, beautiful spaces to dance. In Torrance, per se, there's just places that dance teachers will rent out, like gyms and like community centers to teach. But there's no actual ballroom dance studios, which is why I wanted to open the Monarch Ballroom and have my coaches just come to my studio to work.
Wow.
Dancers.
Wonderful.
No, it's beautiful.
Especially Old Torrance is just a gorgeous little – I feel like we're sitting on a gold mine as far as the city is concerned. And the moment they see the potential and what it could be, putting flowers out, putting like beautiful flags up on the poles and stuff, you'll see that area just boom, It's just waiting right now for people to come and love it like I do.
Are you in one of the, because there's some great old buildings in Torrance. Are you in one of the older buildings?
Mine's at least from the 70s, and I can tell from the air conditioner because we just did it. I think my building's only from like the 60s or 70s, I believe, just because of the structure of it and the look of it. It's very boxy compared to like the historical center that's been there forever. You can tell it's from probably 100 years ago.
Yeah, no, Joe, did you go to... Joe, did you go to the downtown Torrance Art Walk earlier this year? Did you go to that?
I didn't go to that event, but I've been in that area, that exact area where the Monarch Ballroom is located.
Yeah, no, there's the Art Walk gave you access to several cool old buildings. You know, I love the old buildings, that downtown old downtown Torrance, it's. Somebody referred to it as Mayberry, but we have to find another term because we refer to El Segundo as Mayberry. But Torrance is very, very much. Yeah, no, it's very much. It's a great. It's a downtown. You know, it's a great downtown.
Oh yeah,
right.
And it's a functioning downtown. Everything you need is in downtown Torrance.
It's right
you know,
there.
It's not. Yeah, it's not all women's boutiques or something. You know what I mean? It's you've got everything there, and it's highly walkable.
Right.
And yeah, so I actually got in to see a lot of the older buildings, and it's just cool. You know, I like the history. You know.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I've personally been calling it the Arts District of Torrance, even though it's downtown. Because there's the Lordson Ballet, where Misty Copeland trained, and you have like Cheer 360 with all these professional cheerleaders and this cheer camp and gymnastics and kickboxing club, and you have a performing arts school, and you have a tap and jazz, it's called Jazz It Up, this ballet and tap studio, and then you have My Place, you have Activity Point, they sell dance shoes, and then all the culinary arts like Madre's and Red Car Brewery. You have all these amazing artistic businesses. I'm like, why is this just called downtown or old town? It should be called the Arts District. So personally, when I refer to it as the Arts District of Torrance.
there you go. Hey, the Destination Art Group is going to appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Them too as well.
Yeah, they're the ones.
There's just so much art there.
Yeah. They host the art every year. Yeah. No, there's downtown Torrance is fantastic. It's a good place to land. As I said, I was just curious if it was a job or something, you know, that made you relocate. So, interesting.
Yeah, I've lived in L.A. a couple of times, once in Pasadena, but mostly in Orange County. So South Bay is a new little pocket for me, but I love, like, the beach cities and the fact that even Torrance has a beach. It was just, like, a place where I like, knew I had to be, especially when I saw the front of my building. The front of my building looks like San Francisco. And it's a lot bigger inside when you actually go in because it's a long building. So people will be surprised when they actually walk in to see how big the space is.
You know, that's interesting that you mentioned that. On that art walk, there were several buildings we went into. The one that's sticking out in my mind is the tattoo shop. And it's long. It just goes on forever. It's really, really deep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of buildings are like that.
That moved in. But my building is very similar to hers. It just goes all the way back to the back of the entire thickness of the building. Mine's just a little bit wider than hers.
And you mentioned that you're right next to Torrance Bakery. How convenient.
Yeah. Oh no. It's my worst nightmare as a dancer. Me and my partner have been on a break for an injury, and Torrance Bakery is right there, and just the smell of the bread comes right in through the dance studio.
And
it's floating towards their food.
that's just torture. That must be torture. You're in there working out and sweating your brains out, and you have the aroma of fresh pastries wafting into your space. Oh my God, I would die. My God, I would die.
That's willpower, is to try to turn that down day by day.
Joe would not be able to. Yeah. He would succumb. He wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah. We'll just have to chain you to our studio. Please stay in there.
Oh, boy.
But well, we have like a lot of great other exercise classes too. To kind of counterbalance the Torrance Bakery, we have this awesome teacher that I just got when I first opened. I found her online and I messaged her. I'm like, you have to come teach at my studio. She's a Zumba instructor and she teaches this amazing yoga class called Yoga Wheel, and they use like this wheel to kind of increase stretches and also help people with back injuries, whatever, almost like a yoga block. You have to check it out. I have it posted on our Instagram and our Facebook. Her name's Rochelle Fitzmercure. But she is just an amazing teacher, and she teaches Zumba and yoga. And then we also have another group, and it's helping moms after they have babies and other women, too, who are just in need of exercise. It's a women's group, and they do like a little circuit training. They do some classes with their kids outside the studio, but in my studio they do the class without children. And it's a good workout. And I went and got her as well. I found her another student. I'm like, you have to come teach this class at my studio because it's intense. It's called Fit for Mom. And Natalie Croswell, she runs that group. But it's such a great class. But on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Natalie will be running her Fit for Mom class for $1 just to try it out. And then Rochelle will be running her Zumba and yoga class at 12 and then 2 p.m. on Sunday for $1.
We want to get into the grand opening party, a night in Havana. I just like saying that. Joe, let's do a station break, and then when we come back, we can talk about a night in Havana.
Okay, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking about the Monarch Ballroom. Esquire David Estrada, but we're also talking about the general movement of dance in America and how healthy it is, how social it is, what a new sort of category dance studios have carved out, and this particular dance studio in downtown Torrance. And so if you love downtown Torrance, you can choose not to socialize in a bar or restaurant. You can bring your friends and relatives to a dance studio. It's pretty exciting. So we're going to continue that conversation with David Estrada.
Do we want to give out? We can give out the number. We can give out the number. Let's give out the number. If anybody has a question or comment, you can call in. You can ask David questions if you want. It's 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. Because we have a pretty active dance community here in the South Bay. You know, it's so funny the things you forget, Joe. You know, years ago, I did ballroom dance lessons with Walk In, Walk Out. They don't have a studio. They kind of do them in different parts of the South Bay. They, you know, as David was saying earlier, they the community room or school or something, and they do their class. I completely forgot all about that, but I got a really great article out of it. I wrote an article on it for the Easy Reader, and this was years ago. But gosh, it's funny how you forget these things. I don't even know. I don't even think I knew you back then, Joe. It was before we met.
Right.
Yeah.
I think so. We met in 2012. Was it
11?
2011.
Yeah. Because I was writing freelance before I started my website, and that's when I wrote this article on it. Yeah. But it was funny because a girlfriend of mine. She wanted to do these warm dance lessons with her husband, and her husband just had no interest. And so she came to me and she's like, do them with me. I was like, really? And she twisted my arm and I was like, okay. So we went and we did them together, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And I imagine it's very similar to your open dance periods, David, where, you know, you don't have to have a partner. You can just come in and you switch off and you dance with a whole bunch of people. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah. For our classes, you don't really need a partner because it's all pattern based. And generally, we have, there's at least a few men in our classes so far. We've actually had more men than women in our classes, if that encourages anyone else to come out. We switch partners, and the teacher will have a chance to dance with everybody. But generally, the first half of the class is done either in the mirror facing the opposite partner, like the lead or the follow. And then you learn the pattern, and then towards the end, the last 15 minutes, you actually connect the pattern with somebody in front of you, and we switch partners. So you don't ever have to feel weird about not coming in, and you also don't have to participate with a partner if you want to stay by yourself either. It's really kind of up to your discretion.
Yeah. Now, Joe, have you ever, have you and Carrie ever done any ballroom dancing together? Have you ever done lessons together or anything like that?
We have nothing, you know. I would say nothing extensive, but we did do some lessons several years ago, and I want to say it was at another location that you mentioned in El Segundo. Oh, what is the name of that place?
Oh, it's not the Performing Arts Center. It's like a community space or something.
Oh no, it was a diner. Well, on one side, and then it was a dance studio and a dance
most
hall.
Studios are like that, yeah.
Yeah, right on Maple. It's not Maple. What is that? It's right in PCH on El Segundo Boulevard. On PCH in El Segundo. I can't think of it right now.
I did a tango lesson with Ilona. She rented a space in El Segundo for a while where she was doing tango lessons. And it was some sort of a small gym or something like that. I can't remember where it was. Huh.
I'll be back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. David, before we get to the event, the Monarch Ballroom sounds like is there a famous Monarch Ballroom at one point?
Nope. I think I am the famous Monarch Ballroom at this point.
Okay. I thought historically.
Yeah, the reason I'm not sure. I thought it was a beautiful name. My my grandmother, she was a painter in Monterey, California, growing up, and she had Monterey is a well-known spot where the monarch butterflies come and they migrate from Mexico. And she would paint a lot of the Monarch Ballrooms, and she painted them for restaurants and things around Pacific Grove and Monterey area. And she had her little studio, and I was a little kid, and I was watching her in her art studio painting. And she was I'm a classical artist, a painter as well, and she kind of passed on her art and her talent to me. And right now she has Alzheimer's. And I thought it was a great tribute because the monarch butterfly symbolizes obviously the monarchy, like a powerful source, but also it's a way to describe grandparents, the monarch. And the butterfly itself is a symbol of transformation, which I thought was perfect for dancing because people really do transform when they come in. They come in walking all funny. By the end, after 5 to 10 years of working with some of my students, they look like completely different people. And I post a lot of pictures on my Facebook pages of before and after, and you can see the difference in some of my students. But she also kind of funded things and helped me out a lot in my artistic career in general, art and dance. So it was my tribute to her because she's going on 100 years old this year. She's struggling with Alzheimer's, and I want to keep her, as she's leaving this world, I want to keep her a part of me, which is why my studio is called the Monarch Ballroom.
Oh, that's lovely. When you mentioned that she has Alzheimer's, there is an event here in the South Bay. It's called Remember the Music. And it was started by a family one of their parents came down with Alzheimer's. And they found that when they played the music that she knew and loved growing up, she remembered, she remembered the song. She would tap her foot, it made her happy. Music is very powerful, it's very powerful stuff. But that's actually coming up. I don't know if it's in September or October, but they just sent me the information on that event. But music is very powerful, and it's nice with that connection with your grandmother, 100 years old, God bless her. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You come from,
I'm just looking
for
Remember the Music as we're talking. It's September 15th. Remember the Music.
Oh, okay. All right, great. You know, it's so funny. You know, people always, you know, they'll throw questions at me when I'm out and about, and they'll be like, oh, when is that? I'm like, I don't know. You know, I get the information, I put it on the site, and then I quickly forget about it because I don't have room in my little brain to keep all that stuff in there. So,
the entire stuff stay in your head.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. Sorry, people. I just can't do it. Go to the website, and you'll find everything you need to know. So, okay, so now Sunday.
You know, speaking
this
about
Sunday,
Alzheimer's.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, really quick, I want to add. They say that I had a student that had some problems with Alzheimer's as well, that she was on the early side of it. And there's a lot of clinical research about repetition and creating muscle memory for yourself. And the studies talks about ballroom dancing specifically, having a touch, being with somebody, holding someone's hand, running through patterns, running through music, hearing the music like we just talked about. And they say that for Alzheimer's, a big combatant for it is ballroom dancing and dancing in general.
Wow.
Remembering, running through it, letting your muscles and your mind, because your mind's a muscle as well, go through the motions again and again. And just like this, people, memories come back, and it keeps memories in your body. So when you do it every day, a lot of dancers, people say, how do you keep your body in shape? How do you keep so quick? Because I remember routines. And really, I think it's just that repetition. So I encourage people, if you have family struggling with Alzheimer's or health issues, to bring them in. Dancing is like the perfect remedy for that. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt
no,
you to interject
no,
that.
No, no, no. I love that. I love that. You know, seriously, it brings me back to my childhood. My parents were older. You know, they were, you know, they lived through, you know, depression and two world wars. You know, they're near your grandmother's age.
Uh-huh.
And when we were kids, one of my favorite things, I used to love watching them dance. We had several places a couple of times a year that we would go. One was called the Schaefer Tent, which was in Jones Beach, New York. And it was live theater on the water. And afterwards, they had this giant red and white striped tent that was sponsored by Schaefer Beer. And they had a full orchestra. And they played all that music from, like, you know, World War II. And, you know, it was family. It was a family thing. We'd sit at these big tables, and I would sit there, and I'd watch my parents dance. And every so often, my dad would ask me to dance with him, and I would literally stand on his feet. And, you know, and we would go through the steps because I didn't know the steps. But, yeah, no, it brings back great memories. But for new memories, this Sunday, August 26th, your grand opening event – A Night in Havana, again, Sunday, August 26th, doors open at 5:30. But even before the party, you mentioned you're going to be offering classes for $1 every hour from 10 in the morning till 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So
it'll essentially be five classes available, one every hour. So it'll start on the hour mark, starting at 10, 11, 12, 1, and then 2, ending at 3 o'clock. But it'll be $1, and we just wanted to do it to kind of pull people in to try something new, because people don't want to commit financially to even $15 for a group class, let alone $75 to $90 for a private lesson. So to show people the benefit of how this could benefit your life, your health, everything, we want to give them an opportunity to just give $1. I think when you put things for free, people don't see the benefit of it. So we're asking just for $1 and you get to try it. Because there is still a benefit, and there is still a quality level for our teachers. We want to give them something for their work. So I'm asking for $1, and you can try out any class. The first class is Fit for Mom. You can get some exercise in. It's a little circuit training. It has nothing to do with dance, except there's music on. We're teaching a ballroom class, and we're also teaching a salsa class that day, so you can dance in the evening. And then my Zumba instructor, it's all dance-based exercise. She's teaching at 12 o'clock and then 2 o'clock. She's doing a yoga class, yoga wheel, at 2, and then Zumba at 12 o'clock. So I encourage everyone, pull $5 out and take, you know, you'll have 15 minutes break in between each class. Each class runs about 45 minutes, and it's just $1.
And you can go next door to Torrance Bakery and get a snack after all that exercise.
Yeah, you can carb load.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. So anyway, as far as the party goes, the doors open at 5:30. Now you're going to have a Cuban buffet. Who's doing the food?
We're having a couple of local places kind of do the food for us. And it's mostly like kind of appetizer-sized portions, so you can just kind of load your plate or do whatever. We're asking people to RSVP on our website. You'll those two links. There's a link for Eventbrite, and then there's another link for PayPal, so you can do either one, whatever suits your credit card or cash flow or whatever. But it's $20, and it's for in that $20, you get the food from 5:30 to 7. There's a class, a salsa class, from 6 to 7. Then at 7 p.m., like you said earlier, we have the Bobby Cuba Band. They're amazing. Bobby Cuba, this woman in America who's an amazing singer. I've been going to see them perform every Tuesday night since I've been here. Oh, they're so incredible. But they are performing live. It's a five-piece band in the back of our studio. And then we have our space for them, everyone to dance. And then we have our teachers, two of our teachers, Tony Nunez and Oksana Kashkina, and they are getting ready for the World Championships. That's happening next week in Irvine, but they're going to be doing like a preview performance at 8 p.m. So if people want to come, if they don't want to do the food in the class, if they're just salsa dancers already and they don't really want, they want to come full, you can come at 7 p.m. and just pay half the price, $10 for entrance. And just dance the night away and watch the performances. It's 7 to 10 is the live dancing or open dancing. But $20 covers everything. Why not get food and everything? But we are asking people to RSVP early because it's $20 now. But at the door, it's going to be $30. People want to reserve the food and know who's coming for the space. So if you're listening and you want, know this is something you want to do, go online right now to www.themonarchballroom.com, themonarchballroom.com. And there's the links right there on my website.
Well, yeah, no, that's a great deal. $20. You know, you can get dinner. You can learn to dance. You can see some performances. People love watching people dance. I love watching people dance. And and professional.
Like I spend $40 to $50 on my own food at a regular dinner. So this is a huge deal. And, yeah, who doesn't love watching other people dance? Like, especially professional dancers. This is all of our friends are on Dancing with the Stars and things like that. So it's the same quality dancing. So you're going to see it up close and personal with Tony and Oksana. They're just amazing. Oksana's from Russia. Tony's from Puerto Rico. And then it's a beautiful combination of like kind of street and classical training. So you'll love them. And they're so fun, which is why I'm having them perform.
No, that sounds fantastic. As I said, I really love watching people dance. When I was preparing for my Dancing with the South Bay Stars thing, my instructor, my partner, suggested, he sent me a couple of links. We were doing salsa dancing, and he sent me a couple of links of some of the professionals to look at, you know, to see how they move and everything. Oh my goodness, these people are amazing, you know. Obviously, I didn't quite get up to that level of dancing, but they really are amazing. I didn't know that, what you mentioned earlier about calling it dance sport. I had not heard that yet, but it absolutely is. I mean, there is competition, but it's as physical as any sport. And speaking of, the thing about dance, whether you just do it for fun or you're in it to compete or you're doing it professionally, you learn to move your body differently. I mean, when you're not dancing, you stand a little straighter, your shoulders are a little further back, your head is up. It gives you a certain amount of poise, right? Or what would you call it?
Yeah, well, essentially when you first come to learn, you're just learning patterns and stuff. But as you build technique and understanding of your body and posture, you start realizing there's two ways to hold your body. You can have your bones support your muscles, where it's just literally like your skeleton sitting on the earth and your muscles are weighing it down. So it causes kind of bone erosion. Or you can actually learn to engage your muscles, where your muscles are actually suspending your skeleton above the earth. So you can imagine almost like marshmallows floating in jello. That's the thing we want, is we want the muscles to pull you up and the bones to be inside the muscle, not the muscles hanging on the bones. So that's kind of what you learn. And that's why people end up having, you can tell a dancer a mile away, because that's what they're doing. They're extending their muscles and having it support their skeleton. And you see, that's why dancers last a lot longer in life physically, because they know how to work their body in a certain way to avoid injury and avoid basic erosion of aging.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You can spot a dancer a mile away. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You walk into a crowded room, it's that person standing there straight, head up, but they're relaxed. They don't look like they're tense.
Exactly.
They move very gracefully. But, you know, speaking of, how did you start dancing? I mean, it sounds like you got the bug early, but was there somebody in your family, or how did you come to become a dancer?
It's so funny because I just spoke to the person that got me into ballroom. I was a product of ballet and tap and jazz. I just loved dancing. My mom was a dancer, and my grandmother was an artist and stuff. So watching them do these things, I just immediately linked into this one teacher, Kelly Stevens, back in San Jose, a studio called Brandon Dance Center. And she was just amazing to me. And I took all her classes, and then at one point, she was doing ballroom on the side. And she invited me and my mom to go watch her ballroom competition. And I remember so vividly, she had this huge dress with feathers on it, and I wasn't necessarily interested in ballroom at that time. And she came out on the floor, she danced with this teacher, his name was Mark, and they floated around, and I was hooked almost immediately. And it's so funny, after that, I joined a youth Latin team in San Jose under the direction of Hans Schmidt. And I got slowly, my new coach, Steve Ask, pulled me in with his partner, Tisha Marie, and I started doing amateur work with, she was my teacher. And then I started competing, and then I became a pro. And only recently, I posted a video, and my old teacher, Kelly, she added me on Facebook and liked my picture. I'm like, look, this is all because of you that I'm here teaching 22 years later. And she was like, how funny. And I said, who was this guy that you were dancing with? Because now that I've been in this industry for 22 years, I know everybody. Even in Russia and England, I know everybody. Everyone's interconnected. I want to figure out who it is. And literally right next to me was this guy. And she goes, at that moment that I was messaging her on Facebook, and she said, oh, this guy named Mark Scolieri. And I'm like, he's standing next to me right this very moment. It's so weird. And I looked at him, I'm like, do you realize that when I was a small kid, you're the very first person I ever saw ballroom dance, and you're the one who influenced me as a man that this is what I wanted to do? And he's like, I remember you. It was very weird. But that's my experience and how I started ballroom dancing specifically. I just love it. And learning the technique and the nuances is so attractive to me.
Ballroom dancing is a very small world. As you said, everywhere you go, the competitions, you run into the same people every place. Speaking of, so this grand opening party, A Night in Havana, do you put the word out now to all of your, not only your friends, but all the local dance studios? Will they all come to check out your new space? And
well, I've been trying. Like, I have all my friends in the dance community. The unfortunate thing is they have their own dance studios, so they want to kind of keep the business within their own doors and their own perimeters. There's some studios that will probably end up coming out to support me a little bit. Like, I have some friends that have their own spaces that they rent. But I'm actually more interested because really there's no dance community, like a strong dance community here in the South Bay, especially in Torrance. Like, there's no avid ballroom dancers. There's just kind of some social dancers that do like salsa and swing. So I'm actually reaching out to the community in general, and I want to pull in non-dancers to kind of show them how beautiful this industry is and how beautiful this sport is. But yes, there'll be some my teachers there, some of my friends from other areas like San Diego and North LA. They'll be there and kind of you'll see the level of dancing. But unfortunately, there's not that much overlap in studios.
I'm surprised.
But I do encourage them to come out and support anyways.
Yeah.
I'm big on everyone needs to support each other, so. But I'd love it. I'd love any support I can get from the community and from everyone.
Yeah, no, I'm actually surprised about that because, like anything else, I would think that, well, you know, something you might find that different here in the South Bay. People are very supportive of each other. They're not, even though there is direct competition, they're all friendly. Like, just as an example, the craft brew scene here, you know, it's just exploded in the last few years, and there's so many breweries, but they're all pals. You know, they all support each other.
Yeah.
They allow people to come in and do tap takeovers, and you know, they do different events together, and yeah, so you may find it a little different down here. You may get a little more support from other studios than you expect.
don't get me wrong. There's everyone's friendly in the ballroom industry. What I'm saying is they have their own events going on as far as like Sunday night socials
right.
and things like that. So we probably won't see as many of those things going. They want to keep that kind of business rolling for those
right.
those
well,
people that
work.
Come every week aren't disappointed.
It's work.
But yeah, I hope for that support from everybody because I'll be there to support them as well. But yeah, as far as the South Bay is concerned, the one thing I have noticed being here is all the local businesses. I am friends with everyone in downtown at this point. There's not one person I haven't met, I don't believe, at this point. And everyone's so supportive, posting on Facebook for me, telling your friends, putting my posters up. So, yeah, that is one thing that is very true about the South Bay is how friendly everyone is. But don't get me wrong, the other studios are beautiful dancers, beautiful people. Their studios are lovely as well.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, downtown, especially downtown Torrance, you're in that little bubble there, and everybody does know everybody. As I said, it's very walkable. You know, you can walk around and pop in and see your neighbors, and that's great to hear. That's great to hear. Now, again, this Sunday, August 26th, grand opening party for the Monarch Ballroom, A Night in Havana. Doors open at 5:30. It's a $20 entry fee if you buy your ticket ahead of time, $30 at the door. you're going to get a Cuban buffet from 5:30 to 7. That includes a salsa class at 6 o'clock. And then live salsa music from the Bobby Cuba Band. Where does Bobby Cuba Band play generally?
You can go onto their Instagram and their website. You just look up the Bobby Cuba Band. It's Bobby Cuba, not Cuban. But they play at Madre's restaurants. They play at different private events and local scenes. So you can I'm renting them out. I'm hiring them to come in. But they really are amazing. They're from Cuba, so you're getting an authentic feel.
Yeah.
And it's addicting. It's like listening to a mermaid sing, how, like, beautiful this woman sings and how great this band is. It's infectious. You'll find yourself dancing even if you're not a dancer.
I love that. I never heard a mermaid sing, so that's one reason alone to go. and then, of course, so with the band, there's going to be open dancing from 7 to 10 p.m., if you just want to come by and dance, you can come at what'd you say, 7 o'clock, and it's just a $10 entry fee, and you get to watch some professional dancers. Yeah, boy,
yeah,
that's – I love that. Well, listen, give us contact information, your location, website, you know, give us all the information so people can find you.
Sure. So we're located – it's really pretty easy. We're located in downtown Torrance, right next to the Torrance Bakery and Fox Drugs. It's 1323 El Prado Avenue, Torrance, California, 90501. We're right at the end of El Prado Park, so that's pretty easy as well. Our phone number is 424-558-8844. And you can go to our website, which is the name of our business anyways, themonarchballroom.com. So www.themonarchballroom.com. Our email address is themonarchballroom@gmail.com. Our Facebook is The Monarch Ballroom on Facebook. So you can look at us up many different ways. We're even on Twitter, The Monarch Ballroom on Twitter.
That's funny
links.
Because I was looking online because that name, The Monarch Ballroom, it sounded so familiar to me. You know, like the Savoy, you know, there's a Savoy in London, there's a Savoy in New York.
Yeah.
It's a very iconic name, and it sounded so familiar. So I looked it up. I went online. I just Googled The Monarch Ballroom. And the whole first page is you. there's no other monologue. The whole first page is yours and the information. So all you have to do, anybody listening, is just Google the Monarch Ballroom, and you'll be able to get all the information for the big opening party. It's also on my website. I think again, this is exciting. This is exciting. And the one other thing, again, if you can't make it to the party, they're offering trial classes during that day, Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for a buck each. So if you just want to go in and get a little taste of a Zumba class or a Mommy Fit class or a salsa class, or stop by, check it out. It's a buck. Who knows? You might find something you love that you're going to do the rest of your life. It's a lot better than some of the other things you could be doing with the rest of your life. Right, Joe?
Exactly. And with
right.
your money and time. Right.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's very, 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 very huge trend these days. Very excited to see it burgeoning and coming to downtown Torrance.
Yes. Now, okay, just one more time, David, I'm just going to ask you to give out all that information again, just because we want to make sure everybody knows where to find you.
It's 1323 El Prado Avenue, Torrance, California, 90501. Our telephone number is 424-558-8844. And everything's under the Monarch Ballroom, so you can do themonarchballroom.com is our website, www.themonarchballroom.com. Facebook / The Monarch Ballroom. You can go to our Instagram account, The Monarch Ballroom at Instagram. Twitter, we're on Twitter as well. So come check us out. Check out our pictures. We have a bunch of pictures. We have prices and group class calendars on our website. We have salsa every Tuesday and Thursday. We have Zumba. We have ballroom. We have everything for you. So come check us out.
Joe, you missed. I think you missed him saying that the Bobby Cuba band is. They have a woman singer, and David said she. It's like listening to a mermaid sing, which, as I said, I had never heard before. So we're gonna have to go and hear what a mermaid sounds like, because that'll be interesting.
Okay.
You never heard of sirens?
All right.
The sirens are the mermaids that pull people in with their voice. They sing.
Yes.
And they pull like their unknowing men in, and then they drown them.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Right.
Maybe I'll rethink that. Well, all right. So, we hope to see everybody there this Sunday, August 26th. Joe, let's wrap it up. Take it home.
Okay. Well, it's been a wonderful time with David Estrada. David, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is what we love to do, David. I mean, this is the kind of local business that adds so much color and life to the South Bay and makes it such a unique place. Thank you for doing that. And we'll have more of these shows, and we hope you can join us at the grand opening party, A Night in Havana, on Sunday, August 26th. Doors open at 5:30, ladies and gentlemen. And you can find out more at The Monarch Ballroom. Marnock. The Marnock. Marnock.
Marnock.
Marnock.
Monarch. Monarch.
Sorry. Just Monarch. Like the butterfly. The
just
Monarch
like the butterfly.
Butterfly. TheMonarchBallroom.com. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.